Doctors may soon be offering a new option in attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, medications. A fruit-flavored chewable. The new drug Adzenys got FDA approval in January, went on the market last week. But will these amphetamines in a candy-like form make them ripe for abuse? Meghita Keshavan is a biotech correspondent at STAT, the new health and medicine publication, and our weekly partners. She joins us from San Diego. Meghita, is this just a chewable form of an ADHD drug that's already out there?
Actually, it's got more of a candy form to it. It's dissolvable. It is an extended-release version of something like Adderall. Mm-hmm. So it's an amphetamine that is orange-flavored, and they began marketing it last week.
And who's it geared toward? Is it just geared toward younger kids who maybe don't like to swallow pills?
That is the primary demographic right now, kids 6 years and older. That's who the FDA has approved the drug for. But there's kind of a broader market that the company is looking at as well. Particularly adults with ADHD who might be a little bit forgetful in the morning when it comes to swallowing a pill with some water, because it's in more of a, you know, a prepackaged candy kind of a format. It'll be easier in theory for somebody to take their pill on the way to work, yeah, is what the company is.
Because they're in those little packages that you can push through as opposed to a bottle, so you can just take the package with you. But what are some of the concerns?
Some of the concerns, I mean, it's the candy flavor of it, really. It's the fact that it's a much easier to ingest drug, and amphetamines are just very, very powerful substances. This is an extended release version, so it's not like you're going to get an extreme high upon immediately taking it, but it still does have that, you know, prolonged amphetamine effect. And people are afraid that it could, A, promote over-medication among children, which is kind of a rising concern among psychiatrists and also the broader public health community. And B, these stimulants are a pretty big part of the partying scene. People take it for fun, and people also take it off-label just as study aids. You know, anyone in college has heard about kids taking Adderall, Ritalin, generic versions of these things to enhance their performance. So,
well, they think they enhance their performance.
they
think they do. Well, but
this
just
is true.
Well, but there might be people. This is counterintuitive because it is an amphetamine, which we think of as something that speeds you up. But in children who truly have ADHD, there are children with ADHD that it helps slow down. It has a counter effect.
Absolutely, it has to do with an individual's brain chemistry, and depending on how a kid or an adult's brain works, these stimulants can mellow somebody out. It can make somebody more focused. There's very real benefits to, you know, amphetamine use. It's just the fear is that it's ballooning out of control. Just the general use of these amphetamines. Just to take a look at how the market is growing. In 2005 or 2006 rather, the market was $4.7 billion. And just last year, it had nearly tripled to $12.7 billion. And a recent report said that by 2020, that number will go up to $17.5 billion. So clearly, there's like a really large push for amphetamine use. And the pharmaceutical companies are kind of jumping on that a little bit.
Yeah. And the two-tiered concern, on the one hand, there are doctors who and advocates who feel that parents are too quickly turning to this medication as opposed to trying behavioral therapies. And then, as you said, there's the abuse of the drug by college kids and others who are looking, you know, for a sort of speed. So what is the company saying? Is it going to try to address any of these concerns?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It was pretty clear that this is not the most abusable form of ADHD medication. The most abusable form, of course, is like a straight pill that is not extended release, so it can just be ground up and snorted or injected, or, you know, people do all kinds of things like that. What this one does is it's because it dissolves in your mouth, it has a longer lasting life in your body, and it can't be crushed or snorted or anything like that. The problem, again, is just that it's very accessible.
Well, yeah, I'm wondering, what about the concern that kids might get a hold of a whole packet and overdose? I mean, if you have a childproof bottle, at least you can protect kids that way if something tastes great. I mean, they're not going to go after pills that don't taste great. These do. But when they're in a pack, they can just push them through the pack and overdose. Any concerns about that?
Absolutely. I mean, that's why parents are going to have to be extremely guarded if they choose to, you know, pursue this option with their kids, because you have to keep all medications out of the hands of kids. No doubt about that. I mean, even a chewable Tylenol can be problematic if a kid's going to eat a bunch of grape-flavored Tylenol. With the drug like Adzenys, there are similar drugs on the market right now that are in liquid form that might have similar concerns. They don't taste as good.
They don't taste as good, and that'll be the key. Meghana Keshavan, biotech correspondent with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication, on the new chewable fruit-flavored drug to treat ADHD. Meghana, thank you.
Thank you.